This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2017 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Paul Odom of Trio Avionics. Trio is working on a new autopilot, mostly for Cessna aircraft, and they're in the process of going through an approval process with the FAA that involves STCs, but not high-level TSO work. So I've got Paul here to explain that. Where are you with this project, Paul?
We received our first STC from the ACO a couple of weeks ago. It was for our provisions kit, which is the installation kit for the Cessna 172 and 182. We're going to be starting on the Cardinal line in May. We expect to have that done by the end of May. PA-28s in June. We're hoping to have the Comanches, the Comanche lineup by the time we hit Air Venture this year.
Okay, and that's just for the installation, not the autopilot itself.
That's correct. We have a we have an STC autopilot kickoff meeting in Chicago next week with our FAA program manager and the management at the FAA ACO office. I expect that we should see autopilot approval in late June to July timeframe. Our ACO manager, Scott, who is working on our project, went to go ahead and gave me the, basically told me to go ahead and start building autopilots. He said, you're going to get your STC, you know, June, July timeframe.
So put this in perspective for our listeners. What is the significance of this approval process? It's really simpler than it was in the past, correct?
Yeah, they're going on a risk-based approval process now, Paul. Installation kit is non-intrusive to the airplane. It doesn't affect the structure in any way. Our design that we came up with, I have a couple of retired Cessna engineers, and we all worked together. It was actually my design for the 182, and they're working on the 172 and the other aircraft. But it's non-invasive. The airplane doesn't know it's there. Structurally, the airplane doesn't feel it. So it was very easy to get that STC. We did that in a little over 5 months. The approval process for the autopilot is going to be risk-based. It's a safety-enhancing piece of equipment for the aircraft. It's not required. So we're looking at about a 10-month approval process on that.
Tell me a little bit about some of the highlights of the capability of the autopilot.
It's a great autopilot. It's fully IFR-capable autopilot. I do full actual IFR with it all the time. You can do LPD approaches. It will do the missed approach, take you up to altitude, enter the published hold, and hold at the intersection. Great autopilot. It takes all the work off of flying IFR. It does everything. And if folks want to see it, they can go to TrioAvionics.com and read up on it.
And what is the origin of the autopilot? Did it come out of the experimental segment?
Yes, it came out of the experimental segment. Trio has shipped over 3,000 autopilots since about 2001. They've been around a long time. Chuck Gershon owns the company. He's a brilliant man, brilliant engineer. He's an ex-nuclear submarine guy. So we have a real good product. We feel it's probably the best autopilot on the market. A lot of integrated safety.
What kind of cost rank are we talking about here installed?
We're looking at $7,000 for the kit and the autopilot. We're hoping for about 20 hours of installation time. So we're hoping for under $10,000 installed.
And so will this be, what time frame will this be available for all of those aircraft you just mentioned?
We'll have them at Air Venture.
Oh, they'll be ready to ship at Air Venture?
They'll be ready to ship at Air Venture. If we get early approval in late June or early July, we'll probably start shipping them in July or later.
And do you envision expanding beyond the current aircraft list?
Oh, yeah. We have a list of aircraft types that we're looking at, Moody's, Beechcraft. We're actually working with a gentleman by the name of John Hines, who's a retired McDonnell Douglas engineer. His son works at Boeing Aircraft. They're working on the 195s for us. So we've been asked by the FAA to identify some other products as well that we may be able to get STC'd under the risk-based STC coverage.
And I meant to ask you earlier, does this autopilot, or is it capable of having envelope protection?
Yes, it is. Max G, airspeed, high airspeed, low airspeed protection. Right. No envelope protection.
And does it already have it, or is it going to have it?
No, it already has it. It's built in.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been doing some of the requirements for DO-178B for the FAA. We may take G-limiting out because that was included in the envelope protection that we went ahead and modified.
All right. Well, thanks very much for the update, Paul.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you finally, Paul.
This has been Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2017. We've been speaking with Paul Odom of Trio Avionics, and watch for their emerging autopilot at AirVenture in July.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.